that have been banned. Banned. Hey, it's 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. Connect the Dots radio show on BBS Radio, BBS Internet Radio. It's Radio Free America, where we can free, begin to free ourselves via the radio. Hey, it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock till 10. Yeah. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. Well, as usual, there's too many things happening in the news to cover them all. So I'll just start with some unusual type things. Things that you, the listener, you might have an answer to. Some of these things, like, or maybe even an opinion on. Are we in the phantom timeline, or are we in the real timeline? You know, the timeline was decided a while ago, if you're following the portal. But victory of the light, if you heard the term before, victory of the light was determined on the last week of December in 2022. Yeah. Yeah, the war has been won between the light forces and the dark forces. There's just these dragged on by battles by the diehard dark forces that don't want to admit that they have lost the war. So they, you know, and they're all brainwashed to the, they don't want to accept the reality that they have lost. And they will be apprehended immediately after the event. And so they're just, you know, they're so brainwashed themselves, they're, you know, looking to cause more problems. It's sickening to see in New York, where we have more TV stations than any place else in the world, and on the free TV, mainstream media, too many shows are advertising all kinds of excuses for people to get more vaccines, you know, and of course, imposter Biden was actually encouraging people to get more vaccines within the last year or two himself. You know, again, all government is controlled by the New World Order or the dark forces or the negative ETs, perhaps all of the above, including the bankers and the Illuminati and the other ruling families and the corrupt religions. Yeah, some of the religions are really corrupt. So that's the deal. And it's sickening. Hasn't everybody learned their lessons yet with vaccines, that you can't trust the pharmaceutical companies because they're part of the New World Order? And they're in with the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, to kill off as many people as possible. It used to be publicly advertised on the Georgia Stones, but then they finally got knocked down. But that's what the dark forces like to do. They like to brag about what they're going to do. And then when it happens, they put their hands up in the air, hey, we told you so. And you know, of course, the politicians are in it, too. They let all this bad stuff happen. Government's in it. All the government's in it, just about. And that's the situation that we have to deal with, you know. still got the chemtrails in the air. They're still, trying to trick us with the food. They're putting ingredients in the fast food to make you addicted to it. Who knows what else they're putting in food? And you can't even trust they're getting food nowadays because with the chemtrail pollutants in the air, if the organic food is grown under chemtrail dissipation, where eventually the toxins fall to the ground, that organic food is being poisoned by the toxins in the chemtrails. And we know what kind of bad things they have in them, all sorts of bad things, you know. And that's what we have to deal with, you know. And we have to deal with all kinds of other bad stuff, but still promoting the 5G broadcasting, which is definitely detrimental to your health, more so than the 4G or the 2 and 3G that came before that. And you need to be, watching, because you're going to be exposed to all this crap pretty much until the end, which is just about a year away. Could even happen sooner. And that's what everybody needs to be talking about, the event. If you don't know what it's about, go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And representative referred to as Cobra is the spokesperson representing the resistance movement, representing the Galactic Confederation, representing all the good entities. Something he recently said, and here's just to let you know how there's so many different sources of information out there. Prior to the Rochester, New York event that was hosted by Cobra of the Portal, he talked about Rochester, New York was the old, on line with the old Atlantean equator. Yeah, our world has had different equators at different times. And he mentioned that tachyons, T-A-C-H-Y-O-N-S, those are subatomic particles that travel faster than light. He said they were the first particles created during the last cosmic cycle, which is telling you there was more cosmic cycles before the last one. And months ago, I had come across the information about the tachyons being someone else short-tailed that information and said tachyons were the first particles ever created. Okay, which, according to the most recent info by Cobra of the Galactic Confederation, the representative, there's a little more to that than that they were the first particles of all time. Who knows what the first particles were? I mean, there's so many bits of information and people short-tail it. There's that old game in the that was played in regular school, public school. I don't know if they played anymore in the U.S. It was called Post Office. You got a classroom, 25, 30 people. Somebody whispers something, a story to somebody. And by the time you get through with it, the story has changed 25, 30 times because every time there's a translation or a retelling of the story, bits get left out and other bits get kind of accepted as truth when they're more in a different part of the first story. And that's the part of the situation we have now. We have many sources of information that contradict each other. You know, there's the geometric info in relating to the five platonic solids and Metatron's cube and the daisy of death versus the flower of life. Same pattern, but one group calls it the flower of life and the other group calls it the daisy of death. I guess depends on what group is talking. A pattern that might be good could be seen by the dark forces as the daisy of death. And so you have to decipher that. I mean, there's both sources of information out there. and talk about other things that are changing by the day. I mean, originally, you might have heard of the Pleiadians, however you want to say it. In fact, there's an old movie. I think it's 1995, called Starlight, where a famous country singer, Willie Nelson, appears in that movie and plays kind of like a Native American up in Canada there. And that has, you know, power is in touch with some of the spirit world. And during that movie, he himself calls the Pleiadians two different ways. So it's Pleiadians or the Pleiadians. And, you know, are there any Pleiadians out there? Hey, call in and tell us what is the correct pronunciation. And then there's supposed to be some bad old shit called the Plagiaries. It's bad Pleiadians. And then that movie, too, from called Starlight, the girl that sees this one guy who's half-breed, she talks about good Pleiadians and bad Pleiadians. So it's probably good and bad in every group. And so, again, the Pleiadians were supposed to be upgrading our DNA while we sleep. But apparently now the Lyrans are doing it. Now, see, that has changed. Another thing has changed, too. The Lyrans are referred to as the Nordic-looking blonde-haired blue eyes. There's some prohibition from showing us real pictures. The only real pictures we ever see are the ugly grays, the negative ones. And before they were referred to as Lyrans, these blonde-haired, blue-eyed images were supposed to represent the Pleiadians. So, conflicting things. Like, who's who, you know? Who looks like what and whatever? So, also another thing, the Pleiadians were supposed to be the first ones right after the event. I've mentioned before in other shows that, according to the portal, and other sources, they're going to land. The Galactic Confederation are going to land their spaceships right after the event. They're going to, you know, give us the warning. Just like in a science fiction movie, they're going to take care of it. Control of all the broadcasting. They have the technology to do that. You wonder why they don't do it now, but that's their plan, how they're going to do it. Right after the event, they're going to take over all world communications. And just like in the science fiction movie, they're going to say, people of Earth, we'll land tomorrow in various locations and meet you face to face. It's going to happen just like that, just like a science fiction movie. And supposedly the Pleiadians were the first ones that were going to make first contact with us. But because of some problem somewhere, somehow, some way, they opted out of it about a month ago or maybe 2 months ago. Who can, you know, somewhere in that ballpark, 4 to 8 weeks. And we were informed via the portal that the Aldebarans were going to be the ones to make first contact with us. And it's interesting to note that the reference to Aldebarans was from some sources mentioned that they were the ones who first met with the Nazis back in the 30s, you know, and might have shared with them some technology, which unfortunately was sharing with them the wrong group of people. But it turns out they're the ones who were going to meet with us first. And who are they going to meet with? Oh, my God. Now, there's the problem right there, you know. If they plan on meeting with these New World Order puppet governments, They're going to be meeting with the bad guys. And these guys are professional liars, and it's a good chance they'll be conned by some of them. I mean, of course, they have their markers on the ones they know are really evil, but some of them, some of those evil politicians, they might be able to weasel their way out by being professional liars. So, and will they meet with people who represent an enlightened humanity? That's still up for grabs. My God, you know? And they're kind of reluctant. I've tried to contact these people. They're reluctant. They don't want to communicate with us. They want us to do things what they want. Yeah, you know, I participated in the global meditations. I'm happy to say I was part of that December 2022 meditation where victory was clinched. Because enough people, and it didn't take that many people to do it. And of course, like, I follow a lot of people on Twitter, and mostly the starseeds who share information, and there's other people out there too that have good connections, intuitiveness, and there's a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of different stories out there on a lot of different things. So you have to use some discernment. But my analysis is everybody who's sharing information out there on Twitter and probably other sites, we're all preaching to the choir. We're all getting the attention of those who embrace the light, embrace good vibrations, and know the information already pretty much. Occasionally we all learn a new bit of information. And when I'm out there, I repost things that people, I believe is good information to perhaps catch one person who wasn't enlightened to become enlightened by my comment on something I say. Or sometimes I just repost things because the people posting it, they're saying it as well as it can be said. Why add something to it if you don't have to? And that's the situation we're in. And I've said it before, but something to think about this statement. There is an epidemic of unresponsiveness everywhere. You know, this is call-in radio show. You know, what can I say? Not that many people call in, but, you know, if you're listening to my voice, you got a telephone. Show some responsiveness. Call in. I mean, I'm not going to bite your head off or anything like that, you know. So people are apprehensive about participating. And who's guilty, too? All the extraterrestrial forces except for the demonic ones don't want to respond to you. That's why when you play a Ouija board, yeah, you'll get the demons always want to respond to anybody that wants to contact them, absolutely. So they can mess with your head and gain control over you and do whatever. But the these so-called good guys that are in service to the light, they're suffering from this plague of unresponsiveness too, you know? I mean, when you come, I mean, I've been following this for, I don't know, 7 years. It's been going on for 12, according to the portal. They've been doing things behind the scenes to take away all the roadblocks that the dark forces had set up to keep our planet isolated in as many ways. And they were pretty impressive as I was following it over the years. Like, man, like... we would have never undone all this stuff because most of us don't even know it existed. The few they did, they were probably all part of the scam themselves. So they've been working behind the scenes, and now we're getting real close. Apparently all the roadblocks have been removed except for the several hundred thousand puppets, human puppets on the planet that serve the New World Order via the bankers, via Big Pharma, via Illuminati, via religious, negative religions, negative governments, the negative military units, and there's 700,000 that are going to be rounded up after the event. Would they round them up already? I don't know. I can't, these people don't, the Galactic Confederation does not want to communicate with me. Yeah, I tried it, but, how many times I'm going to keep knocking on the door and just get no response? You know, which is bad news because they are the people that don't respond. That sounds like governments, you know. That's why protests are usually a waste of time, because the governments pretty well know they don't have to respond unless you really got something on them big. And then, even then, they don't respond wholly, and they still make the decisions. They don't allow you to make decisions. A referendum-type government would probably be better than any government we have now, because these people in office, they're ignorant, they can't be trusted, and they owe their allegiance to money. And that's what they started the elite. And they are not going to do anything. There's never going to be enough of them the way the system is set, the systems are set up. There never is going to be enough good guys in this so-called government of the world that are going to be a majority to actually do something for the people. Once in a while, they come up with something they can pretend, yeah, we all can agree to this, yeah. I think, the last thing they did for the general public, American government, is when they said we could make a right turn on a red light. That's about how much they've done for us here in America, you know. And, of course, if you ought to know it now, but we need to be talking to everybody. You know, we have a fraudulent corporate government starting in 1871. You know, we have an IRS that... its headquarters are really an off-world location. I mean, and not in the mainland connection, some other country. And it's the IRS. Yeah. Who would have known that? You know, and of course the bankers, the Federal Reserve, we know that's bankers from London, basically. And so the whole tax system is working too. I mean, we have enough permission now, we could probably all stop paying taxes and get away with it. I mean, the tax deadline for this year is over. You know, it's April 15th, so the event might happen before April 15th. So this might have been the last tax bracket. So perhaps everyone could, you know, it's your gamble. Supposedly, you know, you have to do your own investigation. My investigation says that the portal identifies that the event is going to happen in the first part of 2025. Yeah, that could be January, or it could be June. So, theoretically, this was the last tax anybody really had to file, because if it's still dragged out at April 15th, you just file for an extension, and the event has to happen before the end of June, or I think the final date is, the date I came across was July 7th, 2025. Has to happen before that. The reasons why, well, I believe that the reasons were adequate that I came across. But of course, hey, you know, if you differ, call in and tell us why you differ, that that doesn't have to be the last date. And let me just say that there are new dreams crowding out old realities. There are changes sweeping in like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world fall away. It's over and done, because nothing can change the shape of things to come. And that's because victory of the light has been determined, and it's a done deal. It's just a matter of time. You know, have you been talking to your DNA lately? Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a smart thing to talk to your DNA. You won't be, it's not crazy, because your human powers have never really fully been explained to you. And talking about human powers, for those of you who like to connect the dots, try to figure things out, if you, in the U.S., there's this TV broadcasting network called Comet, C-O-M-E-T. They have a channel in New York. It's 2.005 free TV. And they're giving you some important science fiction shows, reruns throughout the day. That'll help you think about things if you're interested in figuring out riddles. They're doing Buffy the Vampire. That's so-so. Occasionally they have something in there. But the main one is Stargate SG-1. That's the one science fiction series that identifies itself as most of the stories are true stories shared by the U.S. military with the producers of the show. So it's pretty well as real as it gets with science fiction. So if you can connect that statement that the U.S. military was willing to share truthful information with the writers of the show, pretty well know they have a Stargate. And they used it to go to other worlds and they do all these other amazing things. They meet all these amazing aliens, and there's good ones and bad ones, of course. And that stuff that most of us won't really get to hear the full story until after the event. After the event, we will have full disclosure, not from governments here on this world, but the our galactic brothers and sisters that serve the light, you know, will explain how we've been duped by the dark forces thousands upon thousands of years. But we'll have to wait to that moment. And then the following in the evening, they're doing the X-Files, too. And the X-Files, they have some really interesting things regarding alien forces. And I just happened to watch one this afternoon. I mean, I remember seeing the shows when they were originally out, but now they're all reruns. And this particular one where there was a twin brother and sister, and they were telepathically playing Hang the Man. And every name that was guest on, in their telepathic playing, one's in one location, the other one's in a psychiatric ward in a hospital. And the names that they hung were people who mysteriously ended up dead by first seeing themselves in a reflection or something like that, and then were seeing an image of themselves, cloning themselves or something like that, and they ended up losing their life by some mysterious thing. But they don't really explain it in this episode, but you know, I'm pretty good at connecting the dots. That's why the show is called Connect the Dots. The obvious answer to this was there was either one demon or maybe two demons influencing the minds of this brother and sister to play this Hang the Man game, and where they were writing the name of the person who was going to be shown a double of themselves and then do something stupid. They would kill themselves out of fear. And, of course, this is what demons like to do, but they didn't bring that up in the X-Files, you know. In fact, given in SG-1, they don't bring that up either. And that's the one thing that rarely gets brought up in a science fiction movie that there are invisible demonic forces that can mind manipulate human beings. And this one was quite obvious, but they didn't explain it out in the X-Files. And they had some weird ending. So anyhow, those are three shows that if you can get that comment, COMET TV station, start checking it out. Stargate SG-1, those stories are really awesome, really revealing. And they're not all of them, but most of them are based on true stories that's happened with our U.S. secret U.S. military that engages in situations with alien races. And, of course, there's so much information about that out now. Everybody's turning into whistleblowers, you know. We know, I think, U.S. Cavalry found graves hiding in a cave back in 1909 or something like that. It's guessed that in the 1920s, the UFOs were trying to contact people. It's known for a fact they were contacting the Germans in the 30s. And the Germans had the technology for a spacecraft. They didn't use them in World War II, but they brought their fleet down to Antarctica. And then, of course, around right before the U.S. got in World War II, we were contacted by ETs, both good ones and bad ones. And the bad ones tricked us into doing the Philadelphia experiment that put a rip in time or something, some more dark forces could enter. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And we've used these technologies we've gained from the extraterrestrials only for military purposes. And that's the politicians saw to it back around 1970 that's the way it was going to be. And then we had, supposedly, 1996, we had what's called an Archon invasion, where more dark forces entered into our realm and clamped down on things some more. And, you know, brought about more oppression to our world. And it's still going on today. There's just too much information out there that, forget this nonsense about Hitler life and other worlds. There's plenty of life out there. And we're going to get to meet them, the good ones, first, hand to hand. Don't play with the Ouija board or you'll get to meet the bad ones. They just love to let you know that they're for real. And love to mess with you. And so we got a lot to look forward to, you know. There's no doubt about it. Too many people talking about, yeah, there's stargates. Yeah, there's wormholes. Apparently the dark side created the wormholes. I don't know, when they fired up that CERN place last at the eclipse 3 weeks ago, we don't know if they opened up I haven't come across any info yet whether they opened up a portal to bring more dark forces into our world. Because the statement was made in October of 2023 via the portal that all the physical reptilians and Dracos had been removed from the surface of the planet and below ground too. And that all the craft had been spacecraft had been removed from circling above the Earth. And all mess of other things were cleared up too. That the top with bombs and stuff, and the only thing remaining is like an abstract anomaly that can be connected to negative energies. That's why we want to stop the hate and the bloodshed. That's why the wars are continuing and more aggressively, because that's the dark force's last stronghold. How can we infect more people with suffering and negative thoughts? you know, hate, anger, jealousy, you name it, all the negative vibrations. And the wars do accentuate these vibrations. You know, you got family members got killed, you begin to hate the enemy. Well, you're falling into the trap. You're part of the problem then, too. You have to give up your hate and anger and vengeance and jealousy and all those bad vibrations, because they keep your frequency low. The way to rise above the evil is to increase your frequency with love vibrations, which is the highest good vibration there are. But there's other vibrations, kindness, gratitude, you know, smiling at somebody is a good vibration. Being friendly is a good vibration. And, we need to stop all this warring. And, of course, the world governments are not going to do that, because they're all controlled by the New World Order, which wants the war to continue. You know, there's an old book from long, long ago written called 1984. I think it was written, I don't know, 120, 130 years ago, something like that. And they finally made a movie about it, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. But the book talked about exactly what we're experiencing now. And one of the key sentences or dialogue in the book is where the regular guy gets to meet with one of the, military leaders or something like that. And it's explained to him, we keep the wars going to keep everyone under control. And that's exactly what we got going. That's exactly the New World Order plan, you know? And that was foretold, you know, I don't know the exact date, 120, 130 years ago. It's actually foretold in book form that this is where it was headed to, and we're there now. And that's what they're doing. They're going to try to create more wars, as many as they can, because that keeps us from, keeps a majority of the population in fear, keeps us from accentuating our good vibrations. You know, if you're plunged into suffering and bloodshed, it's hard to think about love every day. It makes it much harder. So that's why they want to expand the fighting as much as possible. And it's the governments of the world, and they're all controlled by the New World Order. That's why they're all jumping on the bandwagon, you know. Send weapons here, send weapons there, you know. And they pick somebody who's the enemy, and, yeah, we're the good guys, and those are the bad guys, and we're going to support the good guys. And all the governments are corrupt, you know. People in this world would be better without governments. Yeah. Actually, the governments are obsolete in the new reality. You know, you're going to have decision making, but it's going to be done on a communal level. And there's going to be a new set of rules coming in. They're going to try to build it around the U.S. Constitution, which I think that's really good, not just because I'm an American, but because the original U.S. Constitution is a good document. And but they're also going to combine that with what's called the Galactic Codex, which is the rules for behaving yourself in the universe with other life forms. And I don't think we'll have any problem dealing with that after the event, and all the bad guys are rounded up, and we're all supposedly, all the money is going to be confiscated from the crooked bankers, the crooked politicians, the crooked big pharma, and all the other people that got tons of money but are not using it to help society. All that money is going to be confiscated and redeployed equally amongst the people. So we're all going to have extra money thrown into our bank accounts. So that, the Galactic Federation is going to take over the banking system, and it's going to be, the new system is going to be backed on gold, and it'll be a whole new reality put into play when everybody's going to have plenty of money and to go out and be consumers and have just about everything you want. And then they'll pass out the replicators, which if you don't have the money to buy it, you can make it with a replicator. Yeah, just like in Star Trek. And other shows, they've had replicators. There was, I think, I don't know, but it was a Twilight Zone episode. Maybe it was an Outer Limits episode in the past. One of those science fiction episodes, and they have a replicator in this local town somebody stumbles into. And the guy wants a gun, that needs a gun for some reason. So he goes up in their file cabinet, and he finds under G, guns. He picks the card, a punch card out, shows you how old the show was. And he puts it in their computer, and the computer manufactures a gun for him that works and goes out and shoots somebody. And hopefully nobody will be looking to do that. There won't be any reason to do that when everybody has plenty of money and everybody has everything they want, and plus the med bed. So there's a lot of good things to look forward to, but it's not going to happen until after the event. And I've said it before, and I've said it again, we can make it happen sooner. Start participating in the mass meditations. You know, go to the portal. You'll find out about it there. If you're on Twitter, there's plenty of people advertising the mass meditations all the time. You know, we love mass meditation. That's on Twitter. And start participating in this. The more, it's called the collective, the power of the collective consciousness. The more people that participate in a global meditation to bring more light in, or to bring about peace in the Middle East or peace in the Ukraine. The more people that participate in these things, the stronger the effect. You know, there's a, this is Connect the Dots radio show. And this is your host, Tom Edison. And let me just connect some dots for you. There's another show, science fiction show, that was around for 2 years back in the last century. It was called One Step Beyond. And every story was a reenactment of a true story. And a special event did happen during World War II when troops on both sides of the conflicting armies were exposed to a bright light that appeared in the sky in the night. And they, all the soldiers on both sides threw down their weapons and walked back to wherever they came from and refused to fight. And both sides were court-martialing these people and looking to stand before firing squads. And then by some obscure communication between the Germans and the Americans, opposing sides started talking to each other, and they both had the same problem. Soldiers were refusing to fight, and it all had to do with this bright white light that appeared in the sky. And it's a record, a documented fact, and the French soldiers that were going to be executed, they were spared. The German ones had already been killed. I don't know about the Americans, but this episode was built around the French ones. And it was a lot of intricate things that had happened to arrange for all these things. And, of course, that's how the universe works. It arranges coincidences. But for a short period of time, soldiers weren't willing to go out and fight anymore. They just found it obscene, and they threw down their guns and didn't want to participate. And there also happens to be a famous song called The Universal Soldier. I think Buffy St. Marie recorded that back in the last century, too. Probably Donovan also recorded that. And it's a song that talks about none of these battles and slaughtering of people would have ever happened if the soldiers refused to fight. And that's what it is, the universal soldier. You know, he's taught to fight and kill. He follows commands. And if all these brainwashed people that are willing to go out and fight because somebody in a chain command position tells them to, or they get tricked for doing it for other reasons, if they would only refuse to fight and say, no, I don't want to go and kill people for anybody, then that would be the end of all wars. So those are some interesting things to think about, that it is possible. I don't know. And I said, leave your hate and anger behind. Bring your loving to the street. There's the recipe right there. Sometimes it's easy to do. Sometimes it's harder. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. I don't know. We got about 10 minutes left of the show, something like that, 12 minutes. The number is 888-627-6008. If you have a telephone, prove that you are not afflicted with that plague of unresponsiveness. I mean, if it's just to say, hey, this is the first time I heard your show. I mean, we've only been at this time slot for a couple weeks now. It used to be after midnight, but now the show is listed at BBS Radio at 8 p.m., Saturday night, or if you're in the New York City area like I am, it's 9 p.m. Yeah, if you were on the Pacific Coast, it would show up at 6 p.m. or if you're on Pacific time. And in Mountain Time, we know some people turn the clocks ahead for daylight time and some don't. So you figure it out. But tell your friends, hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show, where you hear things on this show you're not going to hear anywhere else. I mean, you're just not going to hear it anywhere else. The other mystery question, are we in the Ascension timeline or the Phantom timeline? Are some people in the Ascension timeline and other people still in the Phantom timeline? And there's a lot of places you can find out about that. Ashiana Dean, look her up. She talks about the Phantom timeline. She's got hours and hours of videos. But, you know, a lot of what she says is a contradiction to what other people say. So who's telling the truth? Turn this into a TV game to tell them the truth. Well, we'll know the truth after the event when our galactic brothers and sisters who have come to rescue us reveal the truth about everything. See, apparently everybody in the universe knows everything, supposedly. Except for the people of Earth, we've been quarantined. You know, when I first started hearing about this quarantine, that's something that's been going on for only the last 10,000 years here on Earth, intentionally by, I guess, the corrupt Atlanteans and the Anunnaki. They're they set up all the electronic fences and stuff that really keep us in the dark. There are other quarantines. You know, the Luciferian Rebellion? The good guys quarantined Earth for certain reasons. Go figure. But that was like a couple hundred thousand years ago, if you know what I'm talking about, but maybe you don't. And there's all kinds of things about, oh, the Luciferian Rebellion. Oh, there's so many stories out there. Some people, you know, depicted 20,000 years ago. Some depicted it 25,000 years ago. Some people depicted it another time. I go with the interpretation about 220,000 years ago. Hey, that's a topic of interest. And, of course, the mystery question is, if you think you know what those tiny red blinking lights are in the sky, they're there all the time, but you only can see them if you learn how to shift your vision. And a good way to learn how to begin to shift your vision is get that book out there. And all bookstores, are there still bookstores? I think there's a few. It's called The Magic Eye 3D. And it clearly shows you how hidden images can be behind anything. And all you have to do is train your eyes to shift a little off center, and then you'll see the hidden image. You know, kind of like the movie They Live, 1988 movie starring Rowdy, the late Rowdy Roddy Piper, where he puts on the sunglasses and he, everywhere he looks, he says, all the billboards, all the magazines, everything has a subliminal message to it. You know, it could be that bad. Who knows? But once you buy that Magic 3D book, you'll see that it's quite possible. Behind anything, there can be hidden a subliminal message. Your subconscious will pick it up. And, of course, the obvious messages are what's in that movie. If you haven't seen that movie, oh, it's a must to see. They Live. Yeah, Jaylive. And it'll open up your eyes about a lot of things. And, but you'll need to be able to shift your vision. We're back on the air. You know, the machines are trying to sabotage my show, or maybe it's the government. You know, I've had a lot of problems with machines lately. In fact, it's probably an organized plot with the all the antennas, because all phone conversations have to be transferred. They go from many transfers because the machines that the phone companies use, they're always, everything is so automatic, and the machines are always thinking about what's the fastest path to travel here to there and there, and the machines make mistakes occasionally. That's why my phone line probably got disconnected, because that's how we put the show together. We got to do it via phone lines. So anyhow, yeah, this isn't main headquarters of CBS News or that have their direct broadcasting links. So we have to use satellites. We have to use, you know, phone towers from the satellite goes down to a location, and sometimes you're passing along three or four cell towers. So the more connections you have, the more opportunities for things to go wrong. Blame it on the phone company, or blame it on AI, artificial intelligence. Blame it on the New World Order, because they're the ones who want to broadcast everything and broadcast harmful ways. And, of course, that's tied in with the pharmaceutical company, too. You know, it's been discovered with the vaccines, the so-called COVID vaccines, that they were putting ingredients into the vaccines that would float around in your blood system and combine together like replicators or something, and they would form sheets of identical graphene or something like that, and that they could influence your body or even your mind with 5G frequencies. And most people are not aware to, of course, the 5G frequencies are the most potent next to the cell phone towers or right next to your Wi-Fi that's brought into your house. You know, you really need, you want to protect yourself, you need to get an RF meter. You can clearly see how dangerous Wi-Fi is when the router's broadcasting in your house. You know, at least 5 to 6 feet. The signal goes out, maybe 7 feet in some locations, where it's really dangerous to be. And if you went and got one of those vaccines, boy, they're gaining control of your body, and they can do all kinds of bad things. Of course, that was the plan. Yeah, big pharma's in on it, high tech in it, artificial intelligence is in on it, the world order's in on it. And that's why you're crazy. If you get a vaccine for anything now, you're crazy because they've proved they can't be trusted. And what guarantee is it? You know, you think about it. You're showing up, allowing some doctors telling you he's safe. He doesn't know what he's injecting in you with the safe. How could he possibly? He didn't mix the stuff himself. I mean, it's ridiculous that we're to the point that where we can't trust some doctor telling us it's safe. We can't, really. And it's been proven that they're not safe and that the pharmaceutical companies are, for a profit, they'll put dog shit into your vaccine. Of course, you know, I recently saw a thing on TV about vaccines, how they got started and stuff like that. And they think they're convincing you, like, how safe they are and all the safeguards. But their analysis from the beginning is flawed. You know, I've explained it before, but I'm not going to explain it now. But we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, it was called radio show, but I don't need this time left to call in. We're coming to the end of the show. And I'm going to do the countdown, and then you're going to get to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partner in Time, or you? And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too. And hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. Look it up on BBS Radio, BBS Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America because there's shows like mine where we talk the truth. Okay, that's your engineer. Take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a judge on in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.